is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, there was this virtual town hall. There were some Trump supporters, some liberals. A liberal tries to explain why she likes Kamala and, well, asked about policies and it falls apart fast. Clip 9.
What are the reasons you're backing Kamala? What policies do you agree with?
So my first thought process is...
Watch the reactions from the other men.
I would want to make sure that I have an understanding, or obviously I'm new to this and on this platform, but in reading in the audience, but I do want to have an understanding that the administration signs in the bills and they do specific executive orders in regards to policies and laws, but the people that have these conversations and do the work is Congress. So I understand that we say Kamala and Biden and Trump, but I don't view it as that. So I just want to put that out there. I go based on the Congress and people that do that type of work. But one reason that I would support and vote for Kamala outside of the policy when I get to it is Trump is stating that he wants to be a dictator. So I don't want a form of government where one person is just running the country or wanting to get rid of the Constitution, which the country was founded on. So, I mean, that is a big reason why I would want to make sure that I'm voting for the other candidate, because I don't want that to happen to democracy, because I live and work within the democracy as being an elected official. But outside of that, I respect the fact of her encouragement or platform of having diversity and equal representation, meaning we need to get more Black and brown people elected to office. I care about the fact of her health care, because Black women die at a high rate when it comes to medical services. I also want women's rights. I shouldn't have to sit here and fight for my rights or my daughter's rights to be able to, if they choose to have an abortion, if something's wrong with the child. These are just little things. The Voters Act, you know, those are things that I feel I want to see, you know, replicated in our country. And that's not what the other side has on their platform.
This is insane. This is absolutely insane. She started off her narrative about what it is that she didn't like about Trump
again.
And usually what I've come to conclude is that most people do that because she doesn't have policy. Even the talking points that dictator, even the talking points that she has are general. They're not even real policy. We have. Okay, so number one, Trump never said that he wanted to remove abortion in general. And I'm not even an abortion supporter, right? What he said was it should go back into the states. The states specifically should be the ones to determine what happens on an individual state level, and it should not be in the hands of the federal government in the first place. Okay, so that's number one. So all of this fear mongering when it comes to that whole women's rights things, that's trash. Number two, we got the same old talking points when it came to Obama, when it came to the people that's happening on a local level and all of these cities. It got to die.
So
I want the best person for the job.
States to regulate abortion. That means if you're not in a state that is for allowing someone to have a right to so right. I want it to be federal, because then there is overseer on these rights. I'm not going to be hopping and jumping from each state that is aligning with what I believe in just because we want to give states certain rights. The Constitution created rights for the states, but we have a federal government that needs to oversee states. So it's not adding up, because you're going to move to a state if they heavy on policing, right, and they giving police immunity over in Texas.
Hold on, don't skip around. Let's stay on this abortion thing.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, third and final hour here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Quick recap, Kamala Harris has a tiny rally in North Carolina today where she's stealing Trump's campaign slogans and policies and running against the current administration of which she is a member of. So that's fun. And then also, I provide proof that Trump's campaign strategy right now is working, if you want him to win the White House. But I want to go back to the phone lines now. And let's see. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Appreciate the opportunity, sir. So glad I found you guys. It's been amazing.
Glad you're here.
This is a nickname that I shared with one of President Trump's closest advisors like 3 weeks ago, and JD started using it that night. If you can't pronounce her name, just call her Chameleon. We won't do like Montel Williams used to do. He called her heels up Harris, but that's really not very sensitive.
You know, that's a good idea, though. Yeah. If somebody's going to shame you, you said Kamala wrong or Kamala wrong, you say, you know what, I'm right. Let's just call her what she is, a chameleon. Yeah.
Well, and I think she's going to grow into that role because she's going to continue to look at the polls and see what resonates with the 30% of the country that's going to be the regressive vote, and she's going to continue to move that way. So I don't think that's a challenge at all. Again, I think she'll grow into the role, if you don't mind. The reason I called, though, was because I'm here in Arizona, and I understand everybody's got cautiously optimistic feelings that 2020 is not going to replicate itself. Unfortunately, we saw in 2020 and 2022 was even worse because I was boots on the ground both years. In 2022, 3 out of 5 election sites went down day of voting because they knew all the big names talked about it. Only vote on game day. We don't like the mail-in ballots, blah, 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 blah. So I think it could be a signal, as Bernie Sanders said, the establishment class hates him because he was more connected with the people than the Obamas and the Clintons, and certainly resident Biden puppet now, and the next selection, Ms. Chameleon. I wouldn't put it past the establishment class to try and steal it again.
Well, I would say 100% they're going to steal it again, 100%. I'm just curious because I don't want to be redundant with you in this conversation. Did you happen to see my opening monologue yesterday?
I did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I do think they will try to steal and successfully steal even your state of Arizona. Now, you might know better than me, but from what I can tell, nothing has been done to reassure me that there's a chance at a fair election in Arizona.
That is 100% right, sir. So we had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican governor until January of 2023.
Arizona's a red state. You live in a red state.
Dude, I knock doors. I'm late to the political game. I didn't wake up until 2019 when they did the first impeachment against President Trump. But I lost my job early in 2020. I put 20,000 miles on my car in 6 months, driving across the state, registering people to vote, holding 93-mile long car rallies, holding flag events every weekend, Friday and Saturday nights, on the streets of Arizona. I know this state is 70% red. I would stand out in front of ammo stores and register people to vote, and I've been wearing my Trump gear 24/7 since June of 2020. I never took it off. Some of these guys are fair weather fans, and they're like, oh, it's so glad to be able to wear a red MAGA hat. I was like, it never stopped. I don't know why you stopped, but whatever. So I'm hoping courage is contagious here. But we did not change a single thing, and it was intentional. The establishment class and the gelded, old, pathetic party in State 48 don't want to change anything. That's how they derive their power. And I think it's the dynamic. You hinted on it a little earlier. It's all money laundering 101. So if the Republicans lose by a seat this cycle and the Democrats lose by a seat this cycle, they both go out to their donors and they say, dig a little deeper, $50 more per week, per month, per year, whatever. And then their best friend or their cousin or their nephew is their campaign manager, and they're getting 10 or 20% off the top, right? It's all a grift. That's my humble thought, sir.
I appreciate your call, Dave. And, you know, I'd love to see a fair result in Arizona, because I think that makes Trump's path to victory much easier. Anybody that's honest knows Arizona is a red state, but we saw what they did. And see, the thing about Arizona, too, is that it's such the population density of Maricopa County, as long as you can control the results there, then you can pretty much control the fate of the Electoral College votes and the Senate, and then the statewide races as well. And that's what they've done. The Democrats are masters at the cheat, and they've figured that out. Just do what you have to do to overwhelm the entire system in Maricopa County, and you can get the results. So you can have a red state, but as long as they can rig it there, they can do the whole state and turn it blue. And that's what they've done. And that's why it's a lot harder to do that in a Texas. It's why it's even a lot harder to do it in other states like a Missouri, because there's a lot more population dense areas, and there's multiple big cities, and there's big conservative strongholds just outside of the cities. So, but in Arizona, man, they taught a class on how to do it there, and they've turned successfully a red state blue simply out of Maricopa County. And so, unfortunately, I don't know. I mean, when you look at 2022, maybe. And again, I just haven't seen it, and I just talked to Dave in Arizona. He's boots on the ground. He's politically active, and I think he agrees. But, I mean, you'd think Carrie Lake and Abe Hamaday and Blake Masters and all the ones that got it stolen from them, you would think they would have learned the lesson and take the proper actions. But I just haven't seen it. I just simply have not seen it. So the election day will be the final say, but that's why I'm not counting on Trump winning Arizona, and I don't include that in Trump's path to victory. But see, again, here's what I'm saying, and I understand why. I get it, folks. I know how corrupt things are, but I also have to be a realist about this. Look at the successes Republicans had in Virginia, getting Glenn Youngkin, getting Newsom Sears. So it's not impossible. And they have made moves in Virginia to clear out the voter rolls of people who moved out of state, to clear out the voter rolls of dead voters, to clear out the voter rolls of non-citizens. They did that. So that's why I look at Virginia and I say, there's a path to victory there. So you identify the problem. You find the solution. And then you have a fair election. Or at least more fair. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Travis in Georgia. Travis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I listen to all three of you guys pretty much every single day. Love the products.
Thank you.
Good stuff first. I'm with you. I think that, up until recently, I haven't been 50-50, and I think I'm at a 50-50 point of us going to have to get that election.
Well, you know, Georgia's probably the second better example. It's not as good as Arizona, but it's probably the second best example of how they can turn a red state blue with just a single county. And so for you, it's obviously Atlanta. I can't think the county's skipping my head off the top of my head. But they can turn a red state blue in just one city, and that's with Atlanta. But I don't know if they can steal Georgia this time around because they got caught triple, quadruple counting the ballots. They got caught with their fake water main break, pulling out the whole boxes of ballots. I don't think they can do that this go around. So I think Trump can win Georgia.
How did it take 4 years to really break down that footage that everyone could see within days of?
Oh, you know, brother, don't even get me started on that. You know, that's like, oh man, you see, you just hit a nerve, Travis, because how do I explain this? I remember one day I'm sitting in the office, this was years ago, and I'm sitting back there in the office with, I think it was Rob Dew and Darren McBreen and myself and maybe somebody else, I don't remember. And there's something going on in the news, and it was like we had already had the story like years before, and Alex was kind of on a bit of a tirade, and he was talking about, like, you know, we've got to do a news report or something on it, but he was on one. And I'll never forget, and he comes in there and he's kind of like smoke coming out of the ears style, and he's like, "I live in the future. I live in the future." And so it's like what you just broke down is the constant frustration here at InfoWars. It's like, but imagine Alex Jones. It's like, if people would just listen to us and take what we say seriously and apply it to whatever is relative to the issues, that's what I'm saying. It's like, none of this would be a problem. So it's like, I mean, whether it's vaccines or all these other issues, it's like, we're living in the future. We're telling you what's going on. And people just like, oh, well, you know, whatever. It's that InfoWars stuff. It's that Alex Jones stuff. But having said that, the good news is people are finally catching up. They're finally getting it. It's no longer like, you know, Alex is a decade ahead of the curve, or then maybe 5 years, or then maybe 2 years, or then maybe a year. Or then it's like, now it's like the time span is like shrinking to almost nothing.
Yeah, I mean, and then on to the bad news. It's, you know, whether he wins that night, I mean, there's the whole period in between then and getting sworn in. Then there's even after getting sworn in, like, even if he somehow was able to get sworn in, you know, they're going to crash as much as they possibly can to make him be the blame for all of it. And that's if he got in. I mean, I just...
Well, we've been through it before. And so I tend to think we can make it through again. But, yeah, I don't know. Would the Biden-Harris team be worse than the Obama team as far as the exit, you know, trying to break all the glass menageries on their way out? I don't know. But we have been through it before, and we did make it. Of course, they're going to be rioting, and who knows what else they'll try to do to sabotage Trump before he gets in and after. But we've been through it before. And I think we've learned a lot since then, including Trump and the people around him. So I would just say I hope we're better prepared for it this time around. Travis, thank you for the call. Let's go to Mitch in Texas. Mitch, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, good day to you, sir.
Thank you.
First of all, I wanted to let you know Human Clay came out in a remastered form today by Creed, as a big Creed fan.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that?
Human Clay. The album by Creed came out remastered today.
It came out remastered today?
It dropped today. Yes, sir. A remastered version of Human Clay.
Did they do a pre-release of Higher? Because I got a remastered version of Higher like a month ago. Did they just happen to release Higher earlier than the rest?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay. That would make sense. I didn't realize they were doing a whole album. Oh, man. Yeah. You know, Creed, the people in Creed are good people. I'll leave it at that. They're good people.
Well, I'll let you know, I recently got married, and my wife is a huge liberal, blue hair, all the fun stuff and everything. And she has an incredible testimony about coming out of all that. She says that it felt like a veil was lifted off of her face. And her and I were literally conversating over dinner last night about how she watched Trump's press conference, and then to see the flip-flop into, you know, CNN and the mainstream media, and how all of them are like flipping everything out of the ordinary into some crazy mindset. And so just to reiterate that point, I'm even seeing that in my own home.
Well, I'm telling you, because I've even been there myself. I remember when I was covering the Mike Brown riots in 2014, and that was kind of when I was really first making my switch to media, or to political media out of sports. It kind of first started in 2012, and then 2014 is when I really committed. And I remember I was covering those on the ground. I mean, every night I was out there till like 3 a.m. I saw the craziness. It's when I first met the InfoWars crew. And I remember I would go there, I would cover it, shoot my own footage, and then I would go home and I would watch the media coverage of it, and I'd be like, my goodness, it's like they're reporting a completely different event. It's not even how it went down at all. So yeah, it's a paradigm shift moment, and it's easy to see with the Trump press conferences, with the Trump interviews, how people who are watching it, curious, whatever, and then they go see the media response, and it's a game changing moment. It's a paradigm shifting moment when you see that for yourself, and then you see the media coverage, and you're like, wow, they straight up lie.
It's almost as if they're casting a witchcraft spell over the mind of the those who are viewing it to cloud the understanding.
And maybe it's kind of that realization, like, yeah, this is like a spell they're trying to cast over me. You just shake it loose. Thank you for the call, Mitch.
Yep.
Let's go to Dallas in Canada. You know, Kamala, she's very familiar with Canada. She was raised there, went to school there, so... Maybe, who knows, maybe they'll let you vote. Dallas, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the moment that they were talking about on Colbert, but there really was no moment. She didn't have a moment. They were creating a moment in all of the drones' heads when they're watching CNN or Colbert or any of those mainstream outlets. They implant these memories in people's minds and these moments in people's minds, and then they go out and they can't see reality. They just see what they've seen on Colbert or on CNN or on Fox or on Sky News, whatever.
Well, yeah, it's like the allegory of Plato's cave.
Yeah. Yeah, they just implant this memory in people's heads, and then that's all that they see. Like, oh, everything that they said about Trump, none of it was happened, but everybody believes it. Mind-blowing.
Well, it's like, imagine, let's say all you do is watch NBA basketball or NFL football, and that's your thing.
Yeah.
And so, oh, look, all the players are wearing the Black Lives Matter shirts, and oh, look, the end zone says, you know, end racism. And so you don't know where it comes from. You don't get the purpose. You don't know the political implications. You just think, oh, look, it's trendy. We're fighting racism. Oh, look, it's trendy. Everybody's into this. That's cool. And so, but you really don't understand what's making the shadows on the wall. You don't understand how you're being manipulated into believing certain things by that.
The IQ of Ralph from The Simpsons, I'm helping. But you're really not doing anything. Really?
Well, yeah, that's just,
like, and honestly, I'm in Canada, people are indoctrinated like crazy. The fact that Justin Trudeau keeps getting elected, I'm jealous that you guys even have like Kamala or
well, she's probably as close to Trudeau as it gets.
I say so, yeah. But we don't really have, like, I'm from Alberta, so when I go to vote, by the time I get home from voting, all the votes from east of us have already given the Liberals a a minority seat in the House, so my vote doesn't really count.
So liberate Canada from your dirty commie, Justin Trudeau.
Just come and get, just annex Alberta, and I'd be happy.
All right, man, appreciate the call. Thank you for that. Let's go to, is that Bird? Does it say Bird? I'm sorry, that my caller list is very small today. Testing my eyesight. Bird in Flint? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Bird. Yeah, good to talk to you, Owen, again. What I wanted to talk about was these robots that are coming out. And what Obama was talking about back when he was saying, like, oh, we're going to have this big, powerful army and all that kind of stuff. So after this election, something bad's going to happen. Something bad. So they're going to deploy all these robots. And what I wanted to suggest is kind of like a defensive system against these robots. So there's this, depending on what the robots are made out of, you know, whether they're steel or, well, you wouldn't want steel because that's obviously too heavy, but most of them are going to be made out of aluminum or an aluminum alloy of some type. So to combat some of these robots or dogs or whatever's out there, drones, a gallium dispersement kind of system. So gallium's an element that highly reacts with aluminum, and it pretty much takes out the mechanics and the structures of it. So depending on if there's a way that you can defensively use it against these things may help you in the future. And that's all I wanted to talk about.
All right, Bird, thank you for the call. You know, I talked this week about, you know, is there really any privacy anymore? So that's like one level. I mean, those are robots basically spying on you all the time. And then you get into, well, when do robots take over the security force, the police force? That's a whole other level of Orwellian dystopia. Let's go to Nick in Texas. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Owen. My biggest concerns, I think, is we still have about 90 days left. And I'm worried that if Sleepy Joe dies, Tamalama-lama-ding-dong is going to end up as president. And if she ends up as president, we have our true dictator. I haven't heard anybody really talk about this nuclear football because everybody's talking about the
Well, now, hold
election.
On. Are you saying, well, how does she become dictator, I guess?
Well, once she becomes president, she's got the electoral, she has the pin. And if she wants to stop the election or if since the WHO just announced the emergency, if she decides to go along with that and decides to shut us down again, are we right back into the same scenario as 2020?
Okay. Yeah. I think Biden's going to make it, but it's a fair concern. It's a fair concern. And I think, I mean, if Kamala Harris becomes president before the election, would anybody put it past her? I don't. Because I really don't think she would. You know, they keep saying, oh, Trump would be the dictator. Trump would never relinquish power. I don't think Kamala would. I think, Nick, I'd say that's a fair concern. I don't think we're going to have to deal with that. I think Biden is going to survive it. But, I think Kamala would be the one that wouldn't relinquish power. I could totally see that being the case. All right. We're up against the break. We're going to come back. Got a couple other headlines, a couple other calls. We're not done yet.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, a million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. But at the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen.
All right, we haven't forgotten the assassination of Donald Trump just over a month ago now, the assassination attempt, rather. In case you haven't seen this is still the most shocking footage, as more footage is still coming out. I think more footage will continue to come out. More information will continue to come out. But I think we know the questions that need to be asked and answered at this point. But first, local police body cam indicating Secret Service knew to have somebody on that roof and just absolutely livid when they found out nobody from Secret Service was on that roof. Clip 22.
I see 5036, 5030, start towards the farm show.
I told them they need to post the guys over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that Tuesday. I told them to post guys over here.
I have no contact with you.
What?
I thought you guys
No. We're inside.
Alpha 1, Bravo 1. Picky.
I told them to post guys over here.
I wasn't even concerned about it because I thought someone was on the roof. Oh. I thought that's how we. They kind of, how can you lose a guy walking back here?
They were on the roof. They were inside.
Why were we not in the building?
Because it's
too far from us. You need a guard somewhere over on the left side.
Why weren't we?
Because I thought we were going to post guys over here. I talked to the Secret Service guys. They're like, yeah, no problem. We're going to post guys over here.
What's the large window beside
me? I bet you climbed up here.
I say climbed up here.
I don't think so.
The triple pulled in right there.
Oh.
I thought the triple was yelled at him. He didn't see him because the bush was there. But
P2 and officer, you're patched. You guys can talk freely. Available units for the west side of AGR if possible.
Who was over here? Do you know?
Steve, are you?
Who
was where? Went through the fence.
Was
there be a guy back there?
I was against the fence ladder. Right there.
You were the fence right there.
And then Butler ESU guy was right there.
Was there a guy over, like, was there one of your guys, or was there a Secret Service guy over here?
So I saw everyone start surrounding the building.
No, before, at the start,
at this point, ladies and gentlemen, the questions that need to be asked and answered, and there need to be new hearings. And look, call up the FBI director, the FBI director, deputy director, call up the new Secret Service director, call up Kim Cheadle, who's resigned from the Secret Service director. And if they don't want to answer the questions or provide requested documents and data, then subpoena their ass, and if they don't cooperate, hold them in contempt, and throw their ass in jail if you have to. And the questions are, who was in charge of putting security on that roof, and or who was in charge of taking security off that roof? And then who was in charge of communications that day that allowed Trump to stay on the stage despite at least 30 seconds, if not more, knowing there was a shooter on the roof, plus before he even went on the stage, knowing there was a suspicious individual? Find out who was responsible for those decisions and those potentially criminal, negligent actions. And if they don't want to cooperate and provide you with the documents and data that you need, subpoena, contempt of Congress. So, I mean, you want to talk about stalling out. It appears that this deal has stalled out, unfortunately. Not in some of the media circles. Not in some of the concerned people in media and Trump supporters. They're still hammering it every day. But I want to know, what happened to Congress? What happened to the House Oversight Committee? What happened to the Special Select Committee investigating this? We know the questions that need to be asked and answered, and we know who needs to be called to the stand to ask and answer them. What's the delay? What's the delay? Let's take another call. Let's go to Sean in Florida. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Good to talk to you again, Owen.
Thank you.
I'm still kind of focused on that vision I called in about before, and I feel like they're going to use the left's going to use their election theft system to try to steal it for Trump. Try to pad it and frame him so they have a reason to end his presidency. But my main reason for calling is that, I think the point of which the theft is going to happen is what the real problem is. And ultimately, unless there's something that I'm looking at incorrectly, there's only one person that is constitutionally empowered to certify the vote, to certify the election. And ultimately, say who the next president is going to be, and that's in the Senate. And with Kamala's friends, Biden said it, and then also I forget the other senator's name that said it, but they're saying straight up that they're going to, if Trump wins, they're going to have to break the news that they're actually disqualifying him, and I don't know what the solution to that is.
Yeah, that was Jamie Raskin. So look, Jamie Raskin is a blowhard and a liar. Okay, now I'm not saying they don't have a plan or they would like to initiate something like that. I'm just saying I wouldn't take them too seriously. I think a lot of that is just blowhard. I think a lot of that is just them puffing up their chest. Their plan is, and look, they're trying, so maybe they're trying to put Trump in jail, maybe not. Trump is requesting a delay. Maybe they give it to him. I don't know. Are they going to send him to Rikers next month or not? I don't know. Part of me says no, because it'll probably help Trump on the campaign, and it might just be too much. So they might just say, well, let's just delay it. You know, it's on appeal, and so we'll not have him in prison during the appeal. If they want to go full on, they'll put him there, and that'll just help Trump's campaign and pull numbers and everything else. Not that we want to see that. Their plan, it's all a technicality. They want to claim that Trump is ineligible from running or holding office because of X, Y, or Z. You know, oh, he's a felon, or oh, he's got this conviction, or he's got that conviction, or he's in prison. And none of it's real. So Jamie Raskin is a blowhard, lying scumbag. Now, are they going to try to pull it? Absolutely. They would love to say Trump is disqualified, so we're not going to certify the election. But I don't think, I don't know if it will actually come to that, quite frankly.
Agreed.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Raskin's a blowhard also, but you know, the other part of that equation that is a problem is that how many Republican senators do we really have that actually have a spine and aren't going to fold this time? I mean, the senator, you know, Republican senators should be right now. They should make their way to the floor and you know, openly start talking about, you know, if this plan happens.
Okay. Yes. You know, here's this goes back to a caller from earlier. The Republican Party is much closer to you and I, Sean, than they were 4 years ago or 8 years ago. I think you would agree with that. But they're still behind us based off of what you're saying here, and I would agree with that too. That's the kind of stuff that brings the Republican Party like either right side by side or like right behind us. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I'm not an accelerationist. I'm really not. I'm just saying, the more they do to Donald Trump, the more they try to steal this election or keep Donald Trump from getting in office, I mean, that's just going to put us either shoulder to shoulder with the Republican Party, or they're just going to be right behind us, and they're going to be like, oh, wow, I mean, these Democrats are straight up criminal thieves. Like, we're not playing games anymore. These are criminal thieves.
Yeah, I agree. I would like to see at least one senator stand up and call out this talk about that they're going to be the determination if he's disqualified or not, when they, you know, the Supreme Court's already said.
Well, and that was their big loss, actually. And that gets us right to the core of the problem, Sean. Thank you for the call. That was their big loss. They lost at the Supreme Court. They needed that ruling, and they lost. And so now they're just talking about what they wanted to do.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Alex Jones, Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Segment of the week. Final segment of the week here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And let's see what else we got here. You know, I did have this news out of Ferguson. Ferguson officer critically injured, 5 charged at protest marking 10 years since Michael Brown's death. They did like a 10-year anniversary riot type thing. I got the Ferguson police chief just basically complaining about how the police are targeted, complaining about how the propaganda has led to this. I mean, it was Obama's DOJ, Eric Holder, hands up, don't shoot, didn't even happen. And yet they're still rioting about it, still attacking police officers over it. Yeah, that's what Democrat Party mainstream media propaganda will do, unfortunately. Let's just get this one off for you, too. NBC's Kelly O'Donnell asking Karine Jean-Pierre, hey, what about those Hunter Biden documents that you kept lying about, but now everybody knows it's true? Well, what do you say about that? Clip 14.
The Hunter Biden documents seeking State Department help came out after the president was no longer a candidate. Is the president bothered by that at all?
Look, what I can say is what I've said before. He was not in business with his son. He's certainly not aware of this, and this is something that Hunter Biden has to speak to. He's a private citizen. It is something for him to focus on, and I'm just going to have to leave it there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Joe had no idea. He wasn't in business. I can't wait. We're going to see the documents. Joe was in business. Joe was getting paid, and he knew damn well. Well, no, it's fine. By the way, did you know Tim Walz is not the first Democrat to use stolen valor to enhance his political career? No, actually, Senator Richard Blumenthal did the same thing. Here's one of the instances, clip 12.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam, and you exemplify it. Whatever we think about the war, whatever we call it,
says he served in Vietnam. NBC News headline, Trump says Blumenthal lied about Vietnam. He did. He did lie. By the way, it was so bad, he got caught lying, just caught about it. He came out and did a press conference apologizing. And you know, maybe it's that apology that he was able to survive about his lies and stolen valor. He came out and apologized, had a press conference apologizing about how he lied, how he regrets it. He misspoke. See, that's what it is. When a Democrat lies, they just say, oh, I misspoke. Republican, you know, tells the truth, they say they lie. So that's how that goes. So no, Walz isn't the first, might not be the last. But instead of apologizing like Blumenthal did, he's basically doubled down. Oh, he misspoke about his rank, but not his deployment. Well, okay. Another suspicious moment in DNC pipe bomb mystery. More footage. An unidentified individual carrying a bag exited a police vehicle, then walked towards the location where the device was found about 15 minutes later. This whole thing is strange. She had law enforcement connections. She said she was taking her laundry and then saw the bomb and then went up to notify the police, but then walked right by the bomb again, just like the other one. Oh, hey, there's a bomb. Oh, okay. And then she walked right by the bomb. Is that what you do when you see a bomb? If you saw a bomb, would you walk by it again? Like, oh, wee. It's very strange. Very strange. Republicans are having to sign legislation now to keep illegal migrants from voting. Just happened in Missouri. And certain states have it as a ballot measure so you can vote to say, no, non-citizens cannot vote. Illegal aliens cannot vote. That's what Republicans have to do now because Democrats want them to vote. So that's how that goes. Oh, monkeypox. They're finding it in the water, wastewater in California. San Francisco. Is there a gayer city on earth than San Francisco? Are you shocked that's where the monkeypox is being found in wastewater? ESPN broadcaster Kirk Herbstreit done giving any beeps about pushback over stance about men and women's sports. So imagine Kirk Herbstreit, big time broadcaster, and he comes out and he says, you know, women don't belong in, men don't belong in women's sports, doubles down. Imagine that's controversial. Oh my gosh. An ESPN broadcaster said that men shouldn't be competing against women. I mean, my God. How is that controversial? Who knows? Will they fire him? Like they did Sage Steele? And they said, well, we don't want overt politics on ESPN. Well, what about Mina Kimes, who's a hack, by the way? Nobody watches ESPN anymore because they hire people like this. Mina Kimes campaigns for Tim Walz because he oozes her type of masculinity. Oh, but we aren't doing politics at ESPN, I thought. Well, yeah, I mean, unless, of course, you're pushing Democrat Party politics, then it's okay. So who knows? Do they get rid of Kirk Herbstreit because he doesn't think that men should compete against women? NFL designer Kristen Juszczyk rejects Kamala Harris' campaign offer to promote her. She turned down the request from the Kamala Harris campaign to get paid to promote her campaign. So, yeah, that's how bad it is. You know, you don't want to promote that. You don't want to promote that crap. By the way, I didn't bring in all of these videos. Maybe we'll do this later on. There was a thread from As the World Burns, at As the World Burns on X. Things Kamala Harris supports. And they actually put up the videos of her saying it. So Kamala still hasn't released her full policy platform. So here it actually is. Abolishing ICE, decriminalizing illegal border crossings, defunding the police, mandatory gun buybacks, confiscations, nationalizing energy, banning fracking, banning offshore drilling, abolishing the filibuster, supporting the GND, ending private health insurance, free health care for all, including non-citizens, mass amnesty for non-citizens, illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, criminal border crossers, ending the death penalty, abolishing prisons, ending cash bail, ending mandatory minimum sentences, imposing a carbon tax, child gender reassignment surgery, and hormone replacement surgery. Now, again, in this thread is a video of her saying all of this publicly. So this isn't hearsay. This isn't just rhetoric. These are things that she has publicly been outspoken about supporting. That's her policy platform right there. A carbon tax, banning fracking. I mean, folks, forget about it. It's all over. It's done. It's collapse if she does that. It's collapse. All right, let's go quickly. Owl killer in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, so, you know, look, I've been with Trump since 2016 when he was running. All right, 2015. Even I still have the old sign from before Pence was even on the ticket. And as much as I love the guy, he just keeps stepping into the traps that the media sets up for him. When he gave, did we laugh at what he said about Kamala 2 weeks ago? Yeah, it was funny, okay? But he had the time right there to attach every part of the failing policies of Biden right to her, and he gets into it about is she black or is she Indian. And they totally took out the assassination attempt on him. It's completely out of the media. That's all they're talking about. Another thing, I think Vance is a good guy. Tulsi Gabbard is who should have been picked. You took a strong Republican senator out of the Senate, and you had a unity person right there. You take away the minority card, and you take away the woman card if you have her on the ticket. Maybe she was offered and she declined. But there's so many things where, like, when you're talking about energy right there, we can't be laughing. Alex has been hitting this the last 2 days, where we laugh at their energy policies. And, you know, Trump pokes fun at it.
Well, look, you know, he does talk about these things. And, I mean, it's kind of a Monday morning quarterback take here. It's not that I even disagree, but he does talk about this stuff. He does attack her on energy. He does attack her on the policies. He just did it for 2 hours yesterday. All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room this week. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance 50-50 we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers, and these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today. at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.